Tactics is learning how to implement all of these different weapons together, your Facebook account, your Pinterest account, your blog. And what Silver Circle and what James taught me when I listened to a podcast before I'd even joined Silver Circle, I listened to how to do Facebook ads and own the race course. I implemented it. And then that is what happened within an initial period. Amazing results.
This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
So right now, we've just got a short session. This is a Silver Circle case study. So we take a Silver Circle Mastermind member. We have a look at what he's been doing. He's he flies under the radar. We might get a video played in a second. This Silver Circle member is called Sam Cook, but he's ex-military. He travels around the world now, quit his job, and has done some remarkable things in a short space of time doing the right things, and that's the key point. So I'm going to play a video, and then Sam's going to come up and explain his case study for just 20 minutes, and then we're going to break for morning tea. And at morning tea, we'll be breaking for 30 minutes, and then we'll be back here starting on time as per the schedule. So let's see if we can get this video rolling.
My vision for Run Transformation has always been to make available to a larger community what I'm able to do every day with my coaching, and that is to reach into an individual and grab the core of what they are capable of and show it to them and make them capable of accessing what their true potential is. And so I want nothing more than for people on a broader scale to be able to put together what it takes for them to be able to perform at a level that gives them tremendous satisfaction and joy.
Every time an athlete is in front of me, it's the only person on the planet at that period of time. It doesn't matter if they an amateur or 500th in the world, or they have an opportunity to win an Olympic medal, that it's like a muse type thing where I'm completely focused on the athlete and I'm completely absorbed. I can spend 2-3 hours working with an athlete and I'm not aware of how time is passing. You have to work on the person first. You have to acknowledge the reality of who the individual is way before you think about their performance. The ability to have a life that's what you're doing with your life. You're working at helping people be the best they can be. That's pretty special. Running is like your first language. It's primal. It's more primal than walking. It is the most primal thing about us. It's more primal than language. And can you change that? And I don't know if you can change that. I think it's more about life and circumstances and types of training. And in my world now, triathlon, the bike, the swim, all of these things add things that are holding you back as a runner. And my job as a coach is to reach inside of each athlete and shake off all the stuff that is not beautiful running for me.
So that video is something that I had no idea how to make just a year ago. In fact, I was sitting in the same seat you guys were, had just joined Silver Circle, and I met a guy named Ryan Spanger who's in also in Silver Circle, and he gave a presentation on videos, and I said, I need one of those. The reason I needed one is I entered into a very risky business model, which I wouldn't advise unless you're really good. Of working on performance basis. And my running coach needed a video, and I decided I want to go all out on it. Now, I paid for that video. I produced it, and what I learned within the space of 2 months by hiring Ryan Spanger to do that was the entire process of video production and making sales films, as we call them. Not a video, but a film, because it's story-based, documentary-based. So this is not going to be the cheesy marketing headline I just put up there. That's not the title of my talk. I just put it up there because in Silver Circle, we don't do that kind of stuff. We do the real headline, and that's actually true, that headline, but the real story is much better and funnier. I'm going to tell you a story about how I quit a mid-six-figure-a-year job. And quick story, James loves General Patton's quotes. When I was little, General Patton's the reason that I decided to go into the Army, because I watched the movie Patton. And I just thought James would look good in that outfit. And also, James, funnily enough, in Silver Circle, in an indirect way, has actually made me into the Army officer I actually wish I would have been before I quit. Now, I'm not going back into the Army, but it's a really interesting story about things that I should have known and done in the Army but was resistant to. So we're going to talk about these three main topics, and then the fourth one, which is why I was not a professional Army officer, as I call it. Well, I'll tell you about that a little bit later, but we're going to talk about tactics, operations, and strategy. And Ezra, thank you for introducing that concept, because that's really key in what I'm going to talk about. That is Lieutenant Colonel Greg Riley. In 2005, the most aggressive, fearless tactical commander I've ever seen, epitomized the maxim there by General Patton, which is speed of execution, and like we talk about in Silver Circle, 80% now is always better than 100% never, because you're never going to do it. Nothing will ever be perfect. Speed of execution, when you're doing Facebook ads, just get out there and do it. Roll up your sleeves and do it. Tactics are not weapons. And what I mean by that is your Facebook ad account is actually a weapon. How to use it successfully, like Ezra just gave you, are tactics. You can actually shoot yourself and kill yourself with a weapon. I've seen it happen. It's not pretty. Tactics is learning how to implement all of these different weapons together, your Facebook account, your Pinterest account, your blog. And what Silver Circle and what James taught me when I listened to a podcast before I'd even joined Silver Circle, I listened to how to do Facebook ads and own the race course. I implemented it. And then that is what happened within an initial period. Amazing results. And now, those results are not typical. Bobby McGee is a rock star, as you saw in the video. He's an absolute, you know, celebrity run coach, but no one had ever heard of him. Tactics, the main lesson you need to take across and what we learn in Silver Circle and Superfast Business is you have to execute quickly and you have to iterate, and whoever does that better, and that's what Lieutenant Colonel Riley was so good at, was he always acted quicker than the enemy. They'd shoot at him with a sniper, he'd bring in the tanks, then he'd have the Bradleys come in, soldiers get out, snipers set in position, they go in and they kill him. And that's what he was really good at. This man epitomizes operations, which is the next level of war after tactics. So fighting a battle, you have to be relentless, you have to be ruthless, you have to fight very, very quickly. But there's this thing we call in the Army tactical patience, which is, what battle should you fight? Because if you fight the right battle at the wrong time, you'll go out of business. If you fight the right battle at the wrong time, or the right battle at the right time, that can change everything. And this man, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Hickey, was an expert, the most patient commander I've ever seen, at sitting down, meeting with local leaders, looking at intelligence reports, figuring out exactly what needed to be done. And what we do in Silver Circle every week on our calls is we go through and we evaluate, what did I do last week? What did I say, do what I was going to, did I do what I said I was going to do last week? What were the results? And what should I do this week? And that's basically an intelligence assessment that you do and you pick your battles. So you want to be patient and very methodical when you pick your battles, but you need to be relentless when you go into it. And Colonel Hickey, what I saw him do in Iraq was an amazing display of that in the Battle of Talifar, was he built relationships, built up his intelligence networks, and he knew exactly what needed to be done when we had to go into the city and have a very large fight. And that's where Lieutenant Colonel Riley was so good tactically. So those two, both the same rank, but had very different skill sets, one tactical and one operational. What I figured out when I joined Silver Circle, and James, we'd done all the traffic stuff, was I needed to shift. If I was going to take all those new leads and all that traffic, I needed to shift my emphasis. So James, I remember we sat down on a call, and he said, you need to get a converting offer and a converting funnel. How do I do that? Well, I came to Silver Circle. Ryan Spanger showed me how to make videos. I said to myself, a sales page that converts is probably the most important thing for my offer right now. If you don't have a sales page that converts, all the traffic in the world is never going to work. So we created this sales page, and with that sales film, designed by a Silver Circle design team, video help produced by a Silver Circle video member, Ryan Spanger, sorry, video producer, and we did a launch of $76,000 within 2 weeks with a list of 4,000 people. And the video, what we found was 2.5 times people were more likely to go to the checkout page. We also found that the video had an average of 17-minute sales film, had an average of 9 minutes watch per user. So tremendous engagement. You just saw with 2 minutes what you can get when you have a really good video that builds rapport. And in fact, I'm in a conversion course with Pep Lya right now, which James also recommended to me. And Pep says that bad videos can actually hurt sales. So the old days of put up a video and you impress people, you know, hold up your iPhone, poor production value, is not going to help on a sales page anymore. So you really, if you're going to do video, you need to do it right. Okay, strategy. The man saluting there is now a 3-star general in the United States Army and my mentor. And he's a lot like James. They're both bald, gruff-looking, and give it to you straight, right? And General McMaster, by the way, James told me, he says, you know, we're in a bar in the Philippines, and he says, Sam, you know, you have no filter. You're very blunt. You're very direct. And, you know, do you realize that? I said, yeah, you know, it's the Army did that to me, and, you know, that's my excuse, but what's yours? And I still haven't heard the answer from James. I'm going to talk to his mom. Maybe she'll let me figure it out.
James Schramko here. I hope you enjoyed that audio. That was actually half of the presentation from Superfast Business Live. If you'd like to get access to the entire presentation, I welcome you to log into superfastbusiness.com/members. And you can access the full recordings, plus the full recordings from all of the events that I've run where we've had them recorded. That gives you an abundance of training and materials. Plus, I'm in there to coach you and answer questions relating to all of the topics. If you are not a member, I invite you to join. Go to superfastbusiness.com/membership. And I suggest you take the annual subscription because you make a great saving. I'll see you inside there. Look forward to helping you grow your business. I'm James Schramko, and you're listening to superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.